Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Jason, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you reintroduce yourself to the people at home?
Yeah, I'm Woe Bear. I'm an indigenous music producer from Edmonton. I've been doing this now 3 years, and this is my second time doing the Mac City, so Thank you a lot for having me back. And lots has changed since the last time we interviewed, and excited to get talking about it. So just actually got finished playing a festival, Frenzy Fest.
Nice. I couldn't make it this year. Congratulations. I heard Thanks. It was off the chain.
Yeah, it was off the chains, and got a lot of like really good opportunities that have come from that. I'm super excited about that.
So. Yeah, Jess was telling us. Crazy.
Yeah.
But I don't want to talk about that right now.
Okay.
You used to work at Farside.
Yeah.
Explain what that must be. That's the coolest spot.
Is it? Yeah.
Oh, dude, I used to come down there and get my skateboard, my snowboard gear. Like, 100%. Every time. And I was just like, I had the stickers on my board.
Word, yeah.
So let's talk about Farside for a second.
So we would just call it FS. That's
yes.
What we were all. So back in the day, I used to work a weird sort of schedule at my work. And so we had, at times, we would have 7 days off.
Yeah.
And I've always been big into skateboarding, longboarding as I got older and stopped skateboarding, started longboarding for the injuries.
Yeah.
But I was like always super into it. And I was shopped there all the time, just like you.
Yeah.
And it was funny because that first time or like one time I went in there and they were trying to grab a shoe that was my size that was kind of up in the racking.
Yeah.
And then the girl working was like, oh, like, you would meet the height requirements for somebody who would work here. Like, we don't have anybody that's 6'3". And it was a joke at first. I was like, oh, yeah, I'd work here 100%. And I already was, like, kind of, like, driven into my career as a heavy-duty mechanic. And so, obviously, going to work at a skateboarding store was, like, you're not in it for the money. You're in it for just, like, the vibes and, like, meeting people. And so I was like, yeah, I'd work here 100%. And they were kind of taken back. And they're like, really? You want it? And I was like, yeah. So for about 2 years, I worked there about once or twice a week.
That's so
and
cool.
And mostly any of the money that I made from there, I put it back in the store because I'd buy my swag. So that's where I got this shirt.
Yeah, man. Because I was,
It's old now, but it still fits good and it was wicked for what it was. And then I got pretty close with the owners. And so I was helping with some of the orders, picking up shipments.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, FS is always going to have a sweet spot in my heart.
That's so cool, man. Because you nailed it. That isn't about the money. You're just there for the vibe.
Yeah.
And like, I love snowboarding. I'm so glad I had a back injury. I couldn't snowboard for 2 years because of my back.
Okay.
And then with my kid.
Yeah. Good luck finding time.
No, I wanted to. Like, it psyched me out as a dad. My wife taught him how to ski. Big shout out to my wife. Thank you.
Yeah.
But like, she would be him on the skis.
Right.
And I'd be trailing behind on my snowboard.
Yeah.
But I'd be paying so much attention to him and being like, oh no, he's going to fall this
right, yeah,
that
yeah.
I would clip edges.
Yeah. Oh.
So my son, up until this year, he's 10.
Yeah.
He thought I was a trash snowboarder. He'd be like, Dad, you're the worst at snowboarding.
Yeah.
You fall all the time. So this year, he got to the point of like, he's good at skiing.
Nice.
So I don't have to like worry about him.
Nice.
So my back got better. So this year, I just went hard.
Yeah.
And I took him and his school out. And I got to like showcase to my son.
Check this out.
Look at this.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know how to snowboard.
Not such a scrub after all.
Because like, I'm out there wearing like my Blackhawks jersey with that same thing over
it.
I look like a ski bum.
Because
I am a ski bum.
Way to do it.
That's right.
So what's your favorite mountain then?
Oh, easy. Marmot Basin, Jasper.
Marmot Basin, Jasper.
Easier. Like, Blackcomb, Whistler, amazing.
Yeah.
It is what it is. They're the best for a reason.
Yeah.
But if I just have to play, like, Jasper's Mountain is the best. You can do everything, beginners, it can get hard.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to throw a little bit of shade on Sunshine.
Oh, okay.
Just a little bit. For a snowboarder, there's too many flats.
Yeah, the ending's pretty rough. You got to get the momentum to make it back to the chairlift. I do remember that.
And Marmot, you can, like, you get good runs. You can just cruise out. And especially as an old man now who just wants to cruise.
Ride it out.
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah, but, like, my brother-in-law, sorry, this is not about me. We'll talk after. Yeah. This is about you. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's jump into your DJing career.
Sure.
I heard that Frenzy was huge for you.
It was more than I thought I would get out of it. 100%.
So what stages were you at this year?
Okay, so big shout out to ETE. I did a back to back. Was my first time slot. I did that at the From Scratch stage, which is like I discovered this stage last year, and I think we had conversations about it at the festival that I really, really liked what it was and what it stood for. So for those who don't know, they serve free food, and so the people who are going to the festival can go and check out this stage. It's got food, just kind of like simple stuff, right? Spring rolls, grilled cheese, miso soup, stuff like that. People can go and check that out while the DJ is also DJing out of the food truck. So it's a good vibe, people feel good about it. And then from the attendees' perspective, it's a good kind of paying it forward from the festival where they're like, they're not getting price gouged at the vendors and paying $20 for a pizza, which is good too, but it's nice to get that little like payback, a little kickback from the festival.
Yeah, man.
And so, yeah, we played a back-to-back there, which was big for us because, like, shout out Logan, that's my brother-in-law. I love that guy to death. We've been playing quite a bit lately since I kind of got into playing live 2 years ago. And I keep trying to push him into freestyling, which for those of you who don't know, that's when you actually don't have a plan, set list of how the tracks are going to go together. And then what you're basically doing is I would play three songs and I would set the vibe. And then after three songs, now you have to mix into my third song.
Yeah.
And then you have to kind of feed off of what I've got, but then also at the same time, change the direction of it. And we read the room together, and it's very organic, and it's really fun to bounce off of each other, especially with somebody that you're super comfortable with, like I am with him,
and
he is with me. And then we can kind of start playing around with each other and almost throw each other little curveballs.
Yeah,
all of a sudden, like, for example, he started playing, like, We the Best, DJ Khaled, and it was some sort of, like, a remix of a song. But for a moment, I was like, what is he doing here? Like, how do I don't really have any DJ Khaled, anything in my tracks, right?
So then you kind of get to throw
each other curveballs and stuff like that.
I love it. How did you guys decide on the three format?
We've played, I think, four different times back-to-back.
Okay.
And then the first time that we played it, we played it pretty safe. We kind of did, like, 15 minutes each.
So we
each kind of could, like, plan at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're iron out what we wanted to do and then play together.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of found that, like, our system and being the guy who wasn't on the decks playing the music, you were kind of like, well, what do I do then? Like,
we would
do stuff to kind of, like, add to the experience. But at the end of the day, the other guy's on the tracks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then so there's the three and three really works out well, and that's kind of like, I would say, industry standard. A lot of the times they kind of run that same sort of thing.
Yeah.
That way you get a chance to, like, take what you're given.
Yeah.
It's almost like volleyball, right? So when the ball comes over the net, you got to first dig it up, and you got to kind of, like, take what's given to you, and you got to work with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to pass it up to your setter. So now your second track is, like, getting yourself positioned to be like, where do I want to go to return this to the guy?
Right.
And then you can set it up, and then your hitter is your third track where you're, like, you're kind of, like, lining that up because you really want to read the room and you think that one's going to land. And,
yeah. So, I love it, man.
Yeah, and it's awesome. It's so much fun. So we did the From Scratch stage together, back-to-back. Then I did my solo stage, beach stage, solo set. Which was good. It was a little bit tough sledding because of the weather. It was really muddy.
Yeah.
So when we first got out there, there was only, like, the sound guys there. There was actually nobody there for the DJ that was on prior. And so I went there with, like, my wife, her friends, my brother-in-law, his girlfriend. And we kind of, like, first started as just, like, a group of friends. And I was just, like, going through my set that I've been rehearsing for months. And I was like, I didn't really let it bother me though, because I was like, at the end of the day, I'm having fun. The people around me are enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
And whatever happens, happens. And it was pretty cool to see that, like, by the time my 1 hour time slot had ended, there was about 60 people on the dance floor. So, like, people would show up and people would just kept on coming, and then they wouldn't leave. And they were dancing in the pouring rain, in standing in mud. Near the end of the set, there was actually, like, because it was a bit of a walkway to get down to the stage, and there was mud all over it.
Yeah.
So by the end of the stage, it was pretty funny that, like, I would even notice, like, girls would take a spill in the mud on the way to the stage, and instead of being like, I'm going to go back to camp and change or clean off or whatever, they're like, no, we're going. Like, it's, we got to be there. So it was, like, super awesome. Yeah, felt really good about it.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah.
But listen, my dude, Jason tapped his watch. So that means we are out of time. But before I cut you loose, you get a shameless shout-out or plug. Mic, camera, lights.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Big shout-out to Frenzy Fest, like, 100%. Thanks for believing in me. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. I'm just excited every time I go there. It grows a little bit bigger, a little bit better, and I just bring what I can. Like, all I want to try and do with them is add value wherever I can. So huge shout out to them.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, Kerry from Patchouli Rose, and the beautiful people at Cold World Banker. Hope you're having a great day. Peace.
Thanks.
There we go. Didn't stop.
Hi, everyone. It's Kerry with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.